Trade unionists took to the street of Brisbane on Saturday night to celebrate the landslide victory of the Albanese government. In an interview with The Age, Queensland Labor Senator Murray Watt sent a clear warning to current Queensland Premier David Crisafulli about cutting jobs. He said, "It's up to them, but if I was in their shoes, I'd be thinking twice about making the types of cuts that they're already starting to flag." This is amid the Queensland Nurses and Midwives Union being threatened with a loss of back pay during negotiations with the state government. Speaking at Upper Mount Gravatt Police Station, Crisafulli said he had a good relationship with the federal Labor government and will continue to negotiate with trade unions. Further property expansions in the southern Thornlands has been called out for the impact it could have on the local koala population. Once boasting a population of more than 6,000 koalas, development in the region has caused a rapid decrease in population, restricting a few hundred individuals to a fraction of their previous range. With 185 hectares of important koala habitat set to be impacted by the 900-hectare development, Redlands 2030 President Steve McDonald has called for further community consult and planning to ensure that the koalas do not face local extinction. The proposed development area supports other locally endangered species, and local conservation councils have called for the Crisafulli government to intervene to protect the area. In national news, around 100 South Australian health workers have been moved away from an old South Australia health building due to a pigeon infestation. The workers were removed from the Port Pirie Community Health Administration building, which was closed shortly after. The pigeons were nesting in the top floor in great numbers, with testing showing positive results for bacteria. The birds are affecting more than just the health service, with many residents being affected by the flock as they destroy property with plague-like proportions. The local council has culled 22,000 birds in 2 years, but the population continues to grow. The state government says that wild pigeons are a landowner problem.
The long-delayed Queen's Wharf development continues to cause pain after contributing to a $219.5 million loss for the construction giant Multiplex. This is despite a 33% increase to revenue to $4 billion, with the company blaming much of this loss on their troubled client, Star Entertainment. The two companies previously clashed in court over the project in 2023, with the matter being settled out of court. A Multiplex spokesperson told the Australian Financial Review that further struggles such as COVID-19, hyperinflation and wet weather contributed to the development's losses. This is another loss for Australia's building industry, with total project values from the top 50 firms falling 8% last year. In international news, thousands of Spaniards were left stranded on board trains or stations overnight as copper thieves stole crucial power cables and halted all high-speed services between Madrid and Spain's southern region. Spanish officials say that the cables were stolen from 5 locations, which were accessed on foot via forest trails. The disruptions comes after blackouts affected Spain and Portugal some weeks ago, which also saw trains grind to a halt for an extended time. Now for your weather today. Brisbane is mostly sunny with a chance for afternoon showers. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 26. The fire danger as of now is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. Well done for your first day. All right. Well, for listeners at home, I'm going to get a bit personal and prophetic with the music that we play this week. Sorry, no requests. Unless you make the light flash by subscribing. We had an amazing day yesterday, and you can listen back to the coverage at 4zzz.org.au. It is the best radio show podcast ever. Anyhow, there were some shenanigans during the day. We will talk about it a bit during probably at the end of the show. Hint, hint. So when I got home at about 4:20 yesterday, I had to listen to this apt song. Today's Workers' Power grew from there. All right, a bit of a language warning here, but I always like the intro, especially about 4:20 here on Workers' Power 4ZZZ.